welcome to episode 101. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm certain that episode 100 was like amazeballs, right?
Right?
Like
yeah.
The best episode we've ever done.
Our seven and a half minute 100. We had all this build up, and then we were like, yeah, you know what? We got shit to do. I got to go.
No, that was fucked up. We like totally promised this future thing. And I really thought that after all this time we could have done it, but we failed. Like, that was a big fail. I hope the eight of you that listened to it so far have enjoyed it.
Epic. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. But thank you for listening, because those eight of you, we still, this average like 12 now, 12 to 14.
Okay. Yeah. That's
so respectable. Yeah, for those of you that are still listening, considering that we absolutely do no advertising or broadcasting of any type of, you know, promoting this. So, but we do appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah.
So, okay, so how's the photography class going?
Oh, so
and
now
girl,
we're like,
what about that dumb girl?
We're like five or six, oh, she's dyed her hair black now. We're like five or six classes in. I'm a total nerd. I turn everything in on time. I know everything. I have everything memorized. It's just, I'm like a total nerd. And, which I guess makes sense. But yes, Skippy the Pinhead, she's dyed her hair black now. She still asks questions immediately after the teacher has just answered them.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now she does this weird kind of martyr thing where there's some stuff that can be confusing with the f-stops and the shutter speeds. And, you know, we were going over this whole thing because it's all proportional, you know, with lighting and with the settings. And if you change a setting, if you change one setting, then you have to alternately change another setting.
Sure.
And there's multiple settings that need to kind of go. So you need to know your full stop f-stops, your full stop shutter speeds, and all your ISOs and everything. So you can, it's like a sliding scale. So you can alternate everything. And I can understand
that's the part that always got me.
Right. And I get it now, thankfully, after all these years of doing photography. I finally kind of understand fully. So I've been doing this for a while, so I understand that I might have caught on a lot faster than some other people, but this chick, so at the very end, and the teacher continued to stop. So does everyone get this part? Does everyone, we're going to do this? She did multiple examples on the board. She kept asking people, does anyone not get this? Does anyone not get this? So after like an hour lecture and continuously asking, does everyone get this? Is there anyone who doesn't understand? The very, very end, we're all done. We're moving on. It's like, you know, everyone's about to wrap up and leave. And she said something, the professor said something about needing this or that. And she goes, oh, no, I don't understand any of that. But, I mean, it just seemed like everyone else really did. So I don't know. Okay. So all of those times where she said, does anyone not get this, I can go over it again.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not a peep. Yeah. But she does that she does that almost every time. She'll find something where it's like, oh, no, I don't understand any of that what you guys are talking about. I don't get it. But an hour later she'll say that when we've way moved past it.
That would be like my nightmare student.
Oh, fuck. She's so annoying. But she's sitting in the back now. She sits in the back now, so I don't have to worry. I just walk away. So then, and this is at a community college, which I think I've already shared. So I'm turning in to the, you know, I drive to the community college. I have my little parking pass, and there's a big parking structure at the top of the hill that a lot of people park in, but there's multiple ways to turn into it. And when I come from a certain direction and I take the freeway, which is the fastest way, the turn lane, it's kind of hard to describe, but there's a dedicated turn lane, and then there's like a cement divider. And then there's, you know, but you can still turn right past the cement divider because they have, if you turn in the dedicated turn lane, you can't turn right into the structure. It forces you to go this other way. And I when I turned into that way, I'm like, why do they do this? I have to drive through this whole other parking lot to get to where I need to go.
Right.
Why can't I just turn? I'll just go past the divider, past the little cement divider, and I'll turn right there because then I can go directly into the parking structure. But there was always that small part of, you know, you get that intuition where there was always that small part of my brain that was like, I wonder if I'm not supposed to do this. And I swear I looked around for signs and never saw anything, but I thought, I wonder if I'm not supposed to do this, but I still did. And so then yesterday, as I'm pulling in, there's a police officer there next to me in the dedicated turn-in lot, and I thought to myself, I wonder if I'm not supposed to be doing this. Maybe this time, since there's a cop there, I shouldn't. Maybe I should just. But then I thought, no, because I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, it doesn't. It's a turn. This is how you get into the thing. So I turned in, and I'm driving up the parking structure, and I go around the first loop, and I look in the, you know, and I was like, if whatever, I don't see the cop. And I turn around the second loop, and all of a sudden, there's the cop behind me, and I thought, they're behind me. But they were turning in here anyway. Maybe they're going. I'm going to go this way and see if he follows me. So I go a different way that he probably wouldn't have gone, and he still followed me, and I was like, fuck. So I just keep driving because I thought he doesn't have
the lights on, right?
There's no lights on or anything. So then they chirp their little thing at me, and I was like, fuck. So I pull over, and I'm thinking, what? And I knew exactly what they were pulling me up for. So he walks up, youngish guy, 30s, very serious. He walks up and says, you know, I'm pulling you over because you made an illegal right turn. I said, I did? Why can't you turn there? That's the turn. Now, granted, I knew that there was a chance that maybe you weren't supposed to turn there, but I always thought, no, this is silly. You can make, it's a right turn. But there was that part. So I wasn't playing that off. I amped up the innocent. And I was like, what do you mean? Why? That's the turn. That's how you get into the parking structure. And he said, because there's a dedicated turn lane there. I said, right, but it takes you into that other outdoor area. You can't get into the structure from there. You have to go all the way around. And he said, yeah, that's how you do it. It is? Why? Why can't I turn there? He's like, because you just can't. You can't. And that's an illegal turn. Can I see your license and registration? And I was like, oh, are you going to give me a ticket? Seriously? This is only like my fourth class. I'm a new student here. I'm like, I have no idea. I saw you, and I still turned. If I thought I was doing something illegal, I wouldn't have done it. I turned. I did it right next to you. And then I did the shameless.
You cried. Then,
no, fuck that. I won't do that. And then we'll have to talk about what you've ever pulled out of your hat to get out of a ticket.
Okay.
So in this situation, what would you have done? Not cry. Fuck that. I'm not going to do the week. Although at one point I was starting to like get I was annoyed. So I started to well up a minute and I was like, fuck no, I'm not crying. What would you have done in that instance to pull out of your arsenal to try to get out of that ticket?
Oh my gosh. I'm no good. I'm so intimidated by cops that I'm just like fucking deer in headlights. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? Here's my license. I don't cry, but I'm like, well, the one time after I told you about the time that I left my mom at hospice and the guy pulled me over for a headlight and I was bawling.
I would have used that. No, I would have used that for sure. He let you off, right?
Yeah. I was hysterical. The guy's like, ma'am, it's just a tail. I'm like, well, my mom's dying and you guys work for the same town that she and Graham fought. She does your retirement badges. And he was just freaked out. And he's like, ma'am, just get it fixed. It's okay. So, because he was a hard ass with me in the beginning, and then
yeah.
He took my stuff back to his car and came back. I was bawling. He was like, what? Okay, so I, thankfully, knock on wood, don't get pulled over very often, Speedy McSpeederson. So
I wasn't speeding. I made an illegal right turn.
You've had a couple brushes with the law. So
yeah, but none of them. I've only gotten one ticket when I was in my 20s, when I was in college, and I was like, no, two. I got two tickets for speeding, and both times I was like 19, 20 years old.
So I got nothing. I'd pull out
I don't
my
get tickets for
You know
speeding.
What I would do? I would pull out my non-made Clona Willy. And ask if he would like to model that, be the model for it.
Yeah,
That's what I would do.
I did not do that, although that was good. I said, I'm a middle-aged woman at a junior college. You've got to give me a break. Give me a break here.
Nice. I'm a middle-aged woman. You're an asshole.
Well, I actually said my real age, but I'm not going to say it on the. I'm like, I'm a middle-aged woman, and I'm at a junior. I shamed myself, but I'm at a junior college. Come on, man! I just started. You've got to give me a break here.
Was
I
he
just
going to give
started.
You a ticket?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, he was. Yeah.
What did he do well? And?
And he went, hang. Let me see your license and registration. I was like, seriously? He said, just give me your license and registration, because I realized at that point. They have to run it to make sure. I mean,
yeah.
they could be letting go some sort of felon,
Right.
But also, there's a part of me that wonders, because there was one time where I did that, and I feel like I almost had the guy. But then when he went back and he ran my license registration, he came back and gave me the ticket anyway. And I think it was because I had just had a ticket like that state, that same year.
Yeah.
So I wonder if sometimes they go and they look at your driving record and go, oh, fuck you. You've had like 30 tickets in the last 5 years. I'm giving you tickets.
Yeah, of course they do.
So I think that's a part of it, right? So I was just like, okay, whatever. So he said, just give me your license and registration. I'll talk to my partner about it. I said, okay. So he, you know, he went and he ran everything, even though his partner stayed on the other side of the car the entire time. So he went and ran his registration. He ran my registration and he came back and he handed everything to me and he said, I'm going to give you a warning because you didn't know, but don't do it again. You cannot turn right from there. And I said, okay, thank you. Thank you, officer. I won't do it again.
Yeah.
So and that night after class, as I was leaving, I kind of turned, you know, I turned left to go back up the hill, and I saw some signs there. I saw the backs of them, and I turned around real quick to try to catch a glimpse, and fucking A, there is a no right turn sign there. There is. But the thing about it is I looked around, because the first time I did it, I thought, no, you can turn right here. Why wouldn't you be able to turn right here? This is the only way to get into that lot. How else do you get into the lot? So, there was. So he had every right to give me that ticket. He could have just said, bitch, there's a sign. Open your fucking eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't. He let me go. And I was like,
yay.
I was driving away going, sweet baby Jesus, thank you so much. I promise I will be a better driver. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Wah, wah. Good for you. Ba-da-bop, ba-da-bop. You got out a ticket.
So other than sobbing hysterically, you never did it. You never tried anything else to get out of a ticket? I can tell you I did get out of one other ticket, and I would.
With your boobs?
No. Whenever I've tried to get out of a ticket, other than yesterday, whenever I've tried to get out of a ticket, it has never worked. My sister, every fucking time, when we were in high school and college, and I'd come home and we'd go out drinking and partying, every fucking time. And I'm not proud of it. There were some times where we had open containers in the car. She had an open container. And she still talked her way out of it.
Right.
And she would go out and have big drinks.
Did they have an open container?
Fuck yeah, they did. This was the 80s and the early, this was like the early 90s. You know, I don't know. Maybe cops were different back then. Oh, yeah. Open fucking container. Underage drinker with an open container. She got off. Yeah. He gave her a fix-it ticket because she didn't have her driver's license with her. And she got off.
And no driver's license on top of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he gave her a fix-it ticket. I, however, couldn't talk my way out of a paper bag. Never,
never.
But there was one time, finally, when I wasn't even trying, I get pulled over. And I think I might have been, I don't remember what I was doing. I got pulled over, and it was one of those long kind of roads where you're going downhill, and the speed changes three times in like 5 miles. And I wasn't paying attention, because usually I'm really good about it, because it's a speed trap. And I wasn't paying attention, and the next thing I know, I'm getting pulled over. And I started laughing, because in my mind I was thinking, I just fucking finished this online traffic school. Mm-hmm. Just finished it. So I'm laughing like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, because I'm not going to be able to do traffic school. I'm not going to be able to do online traffic school.
Right.
Because it has to be 18 months in between. So the cop comes up and he goes, are you laughing? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. This is my luck, my freaking luck, man. I just finished the online traffic school. And he said, you did? How is that? I heard about that. I said, oh, it's great. It's annoying. I mean, it takes a little while. And I, you know, usually forget about it until it's due. And then I have to do it all at once instead of being able to do it a little bit at a time, but it's fine. So we started chatting up about it. And he goes, and I was like, God, this is just ridiculous. So he's like, well, maybe, because I made some kind of joke or some kind of comment like, unbelievable, my luck. I have the worst luck. And he said, or maybe you should just slow it down.
Right?
Not really luck when you're breaking the law. And I was like, yeah, touche. Well played. All right, whatever. And he let me go.
Wow.
Let me go. And I think it was the attitude. Who knows? I honestly wasn't even trying to get out of the ticket, because it's never worked for me before. It was the first time that it ever worked where somebody let me go.
Yeah. The last time I got a ticket was like a year and a half ago, and I didn't know that you're not supposed to use a phone in a school zone. You're not supposed
really?
To use a cell phone in a school zone.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. This is California. You can't even touch your cell phone here, so.
Well, now you can't. So the law, and so at that time, the law was also going to be changing like 6 months later that you can't hold your phone, right? You have to do hands-free. So I think I broke two laws. I think, I'm not sure.
You were going too fast in the school zone?
I might have been like a couple miles over and the using the cell phone. And I was honest, and I always shake when I get pulled over. I'm like a mess. But I was honest, and I was polite, and I gave him his stuff, and he knew that I was bewildered by the whole thing. And he only gave me the speeding ticket, I think, and not the other one, which would have been like $150.
Oh, listen, I've gotten two. This was a long time ago. One of them was when I was still pregnant with the boy, and the other one, I can't remember. But I've gotten two red light tickets. Two.
Wow.
You know how much those are each?
No.
$500.
Really?
$500. When it's all said and done, $500.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I did all the research to try to fight them, too, because a lot of people fought them. And now I think they've taken a lot of them out because people fight them, people don't pay, people, you know, it's too expensive. And a big chunk of that money goes to the fuckers, the third-party vendor. It doesn't even go to the city. It goes to the third-party vendor. It's a full-on for-profit third-party vendor.
Sure, just like our prison system. So, okay, well, there you go. There we have
that. Yeah, so there you have it. So, yeah, that was my last night. I laughed. I just was laughing. I just was laughing going, oh, yeah, you just did that. You just did that. You just completely shamed yourself. And then I thought, whatever. Because in my mind I was thinking, they probably think like, oh, poor midlife crisis chick going back and getting her college education.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, baby. I graduated cum laude with my bachelor's like back in the 90s. I'm good. This is just for fun.
Right.
I didn't have to tell them that.
No, of course not. So, you know, this weekend is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it is.
And
my boy is so, he's so funny because he doesn't, he's got a percentage of Irish in him because he's got it on his dad's side and on my side. But it's not huge. I mean, I'm only a quarter, probably even less. Have you ever thought about paying $100 to the
– I have.
Doing
I
the Ancestry.com?
Supposedly, I'm half Irish.
One of my friends just did it, and she had gotten back – we went to the Bon Jovi concert, which I can tell you about. So awesome. And she had – while we were having dinner before – she had just gotten, because she had done it like one at a time. I guess it's $100, which whatever. You spit in a cup. And she had just gotten her son's back because her son is adopted. And they had told her that her son was part American Indian. She got it back and she's like, there's a fucking no American Indian in there. He's a Viking. There's all sorts of like Vikings and raping and pillaging on that side. And I went, oh, so you come from a long line of Viking rape babies, do you?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Sorry, you're not going to be able to check off that box on his college education. No Native American Indian there.
Oh, she thought he was Native American.
Yes, because that's what they kept telling her. He doesn't even remotely look it. And it wasn't, listen, she wasn't going down that road of like doing the Native American thing. But she just thought it was kind of cool. Like, oh, yeah, I think he's got some Native American
lineage. Sure.
Nothing. Yeah. Not even a little. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm fascinated by that. I definitely want to do it because I have been, I've loved genealogy and I have been doing my genealogy. So I do know that we have, you know, there is a line. It's not as much as I thought, but there is an Irish line, but I think it's kind of diluted. So by the time it got to me, it's probably only like less than a quarter. So who knows what my son is, but he holds on to that because I'm like, babe, you got a lot of other stuff in there. There's Norwegian, there's Italian, there's, you know, a little bit of English, there's, so he holds on to the Irish. I don't know what it is about it, but he just...
Well, his last name is of Irish descent. So
it's of Irish descent, but I might have accidentally told him that his dad was partially adopted by his... For some reason, I thought he knew.
Oops.
I thought he knew.
That his dad, that's right. I forgot. I forgot.
His grandpa, Papa, is not a blood relative.
Right.
It's an adopted relative. His mom is only he's not, his dad is not adopted, but he was adopted by his stepfather.
Right.
So his real father, I don't know what his real father's lineage is, and I'm sure there's some Irish there too. Yeah, there's Irish. Yeah, there's Irish.
If I recall.
Yes. Yeah, right? Like, full on Irish. Yeah.
A lot of Irish.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's still Irish. It's still all Irish. But I made some comment in passing, and my son went, wait, what? And then all of a sudden it was like, because then it dawned on me that he didn't know that. And I'm not sure why I would think that. He's 13. Why wouldn't he know that? So I did get a phone call later that night.
From your ex-husband saying, what'd you do?
I would have liked to have maybe been the one to told him that, to tell him, I'm so sorry. I thought he'd, why would, I don't know why he wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
We were talking about genealogy. Anyway, he's always, ever since he was little, he always, like, when St. Patrick's Day, I had to go and get him, you know, Target always does, like, the fun holiday t-shirts. And so I would always get him, like, some sort of Irish t-shirt. And so I bought him a new one because St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And I asked him if his old one still fit. And he was like, oh, no. So I bought him another one. And yesterday in the car, he was talking about how, like, I know what my personalized license plate is going to be. I said, baby, you're going to be lucky if you even get any sort of a car. The personalized license plate is probably going to be the last on that list of priorities.
Yeah, like
insurance. But what's your personalized plate? He wants his personalized plate to say Fighting Irish.
Sure. Because that's not taken either.
I didn't burst his bubble.
No, don't do that.
I didn't burst his
bubble. Oh, the young lad. Okay, but so anyway.
Fighting Irish, really?
Yeah, so.
You're gonna go to Notre Dame, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So it's really yummy food, and it's lots of alcohol, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Especially in Chicago.
My dad always used to make corned beef and cabbage. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. When I was eating beef, that was the best. I could still taste it.
Oh, you don't eat beef at all?
No, but corned beef and cabbage, fuck, so good. The fatty in that corned beef.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm doing this little thing where I am really, really eating healthy and dropping a few LBs. So,
yeah, how's that going to go for you on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that's my problem. So, like, I was invited to a party and stuff, and this is the thing that sucks about when you're, like, doing the healthy eating thing. For me, because I would be tempted, and I'm not in a place where I want to be tempted, even though I have a free day, you know, where I kind of
have
what I want.
I have no willpower. I can't be surrounded by it. I'm trying to eat healthy right now, too, but, you know, one of our clients brought fucking 12 boxes of Girl Scout cookies into the office, so when every time I work now, even if it's just a couple of cookies, it's not the end of the world. But I'm trying to eat healthy and not do any sugar, and yet right. I go in, and if it's in front of me, and if you're at a party and it's in front of you, I can't not eat junk. When I work on sets, TV sets or commercials or whatever, I can't not eat junk because it's just, that's all it is.
Yeah, when they have the so M&Ms and the peanut butter cups
and
the bowl.
And I won't eat that. I won't eat that. I don't eat any of that. But it's the made food. Like at lunch when they have the food catered, it's not the snack food. I can stay away from craft service. But when they have, like, when it's lunchtime or they have the catered stuff, that's when I just make all the bad choices. I could go get a full salad because they always have a full salad bar, but do I? No. I load up my plate with, like, mashed potatoes? Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, are there scalloped potatoes, too? Yeah. I can do that. Is there some mac and cheese? Mm-hmm. Yeah, put that on there, too.
Lots of French bread and butter? Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have a family member who's having issues, so I've been kind of divesting my time, and I got this thing on Saturday and a bunch of other things, but it's like, that's one of the things now that I have to factor in. It's like, okay, so I could make that day my cheat day, which I may, but that it's on St. Patrick's Day on top of it, you know, it's really hard. I'm not one of those people that can just drink water.
Really?
I'm a beer drinker. I like
that. I know, but you can't see. I don't get this. You and my dude would go along great. And
I went out to a game night, to a trivial game night or whatever, where I had to, you know, you're at a bar and you're answering questions. I could do that. That was like 2 hours, and I just had iced tea, and it wasn't a big deal. But it wasn't the party setting. I'm talking about.
Yeah, but for me, it's like, I could go. Now, granted, beer fills me up and makes me kind of bloated, but I can just have one. or two. Like, I don't understand. You know, I'll watch my dude or I'll go to my sister's or whatever, and it's like beer after beer after beer after beer. And you go, how many have you had? Like, how do you drink 3, 4, 5 beers? Jesus, how much room you got down here?
An hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. And I also don't understand the concept of being able to go to a party and not just have like one or two drinks. I don't get that either. I
can
always
do that.
Have one or two drinks.
I can do that. That's not a problem. I'm talking about particularly like St. Patrick's Day or a festive occasion or where it's like built in like a Christmas party or this party or it's like a,
yeah.
You know, when I'm at someone's house for like, okay, so my friend is doing a crawdad boil at the end of May. Last year was so much fun. It was just so great to see different people. I met new people, and it was amazing. And the crawdads, and, you know, they're just like, oh, it was so good. They had hurricanes there. They made the hurricane. Yeah. I couldn't
see. I would have had one. That's the thing. I would have had one, caught a great buzz, and been done.
No, I had like 4 or 5.
How were you not under the table?
Because I spaced them out. I mean, I was there for 4 or 5 hours, so, I mean, I probably had more than 4 or 5, but I was there for like 4 hours. So, you know, I wasn't downing them, but.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a drinking problem. But plenty of people don't, you know, they just go to parties and they drink. I just don't understand like that mentality of making a choice to just say, you know what, I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to lose some weight. I'm going to go and just have like one or two. Cause my dude's trying to be healthy and lose weight. Granted, he can't lose weight right now because he's got a gigantic tumor on his thyroid.
Yeah.
But,
problem.
But that being said, he has a hard time when he can't turn down the beers either. If we're out, we went to the Bon Jovi concert where the beers are fucking like $15 each.
Yeah.
And he probably had 4 or 5. And I'm going, dude, first of all, I'm not spending $100 on beer. $10 at the grocery store?
No, that would be a deterrent
for
me.
But he
can't
do it.
That kind of money. Yeah,
but he's like,
well,
I'm at a concert and I'm having a blast. I'm having a good time. And he wanted to drink beer. For me, cheap bitch. I'm a cheap bitch. But also, I can just have one. I just bought the one. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy the one $12
beer.
Yeah,
I do that at the Cubs game. I don't get all shitty at the Cubs game because I'm not spending that money. And then plus driving out of the city and having to pee sucks. So,
yeah.
But no, so anyway, so I got this thing. So it's just kind of interesting because I know that at the crawfish thing, I already know what I'm going to do. That will be my free day and that will be whatever. So it's just interesting because I'm getting into, I realize that as I'm losing weight, girl's getting it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it this summer.
Oh, you're going to get lucky this summer?
I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it and I'm going to get it a lot. Yeah. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit it hard.
Hard. Way hard. I'm going to go here. I'm going to say that by the end of the summer, I will have found a model for the Clone of Willie. How about that? That's going to be my goal. I just made it up right now this second. Okay, listeners, that's my goal for the summer. Well, goal number one is to have somewhat regular sex.
Somebody's Willie is going to get cloned.
That's right. So that's the other thing, folks at home. That will be the goal. It'll be a true test. It'll be true testament to how successful my summer was if I can bag a dude who will clone the Willie. What do you think of that, Keek? That's a fun project.
That's a good goal.
It's a good goal. It's a really
it's a
good,
good solid goal.
I'm very, with the weight loss and the eating, I'm very goal oriented. So why not make that just another goal?
You got any prospects?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got your sights set? Nice.
We'll see if it pans out, so to speak.
Nice. But
yeah, there's a
and
couple.
And it's attainable?
Well, that, I don't know. That's what we'll find out.
Letting us know. What's your big move? What's your first big move? Oh.
Blowjobs are always
My pants just fell off. Oh, your penis just fell into my mouth. Would you like to date me?
What is that, like the chocolate in the peanut butter? You stuck your penis in my vagina. You stuck your vagina in my penis.
That's your first move, is it? You go straight for the wiener with your mouth?
Nice. Yeah. Well, you know, now you're going to make me go into one of my favorite things, which I've done before. If my dick was in your mouth, would you say ho, ho, or would you just say ho, ho? Oh my God. I fucking love that. so visual that it's the thought of, like, all of a sudden there's no dick in your mouth. Now there's a dick in my mouth, and I can't say ho-ho. I said so.
Yeah, we got the joke. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. So anyway, well, there's a prospect, and then if the prospect doesn't pan out, girl's going fishing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. I think, yeah, we'll see. But anyway, so we were talking about St. Patrick's Day and the food, cabbage and corned beef. So actually, this is going to, like, head up nicely into this last bit of what I want to talk about here. But did you know? Mo wants to chime in.
Mo knows.
Oh, my.
Wow, angry pussy. Wow.
Yeah, he's feeling very...
he's got a lot going on.
He does. You should see, he looks so ratty and scraggly, and he back legs. Oh, there we go. All right, anyway, but speaking of the corned beef and cabbage, that would make one a little gassy, don't you think?
I was just going to say, maybe you shouldn't go with that meal when you're on the same night that you're on the prowl.
No, I certainly would not.
That's not sexy. That's not sexy.
Well, but, you know, that's funny you should actually say that, because people who fart in front of their partners have a more lasting relationship. Did you know that?
Yeah, not a new partner. Not a new partner. You want to save that for later when you have them really bagged and they can't go anywhere. They're,
well,
like,
farting,
either married
according
to you,
according to this article, farting isn't the first thing you think of when considering ways to strengthen a relationship. But it's actually pretty safe to say that openly farting in the presence of your partner can keep a relationship going for a whole lifetime. Bodily functions and sight and physiological needs are things most people prefer to do in private rather than in front of an audience. Maybe Girk. Because we feel the need to appear perfect so that we make our partners love us.
Girk, I really love you.
You know I went out with that guy called the Farter.
It's my silent but deadly.
Is that silent? Oh my God. That's horrible.
I just had to. I had
Wait,
to.
Wait, would you... Yeah, I love it. Okay. It was perfect, like, comedic timing, because you know I think farts are funny.
I do. So every time I hold one in the bathroom when I know someone's in the stall next to me now, I giggle just a little bit, because, or if I hear someone else farting as the poop is coming out, and you can hear them kind of farting when there's no way to hold it in because the poop is coming out. Yeah, it's I laugh just a little bit because I know that thinking of you... I could just think of you just, like, openly laughing at the person next to you, who's probably already embarrassed.
Exactly. That's the most horrible thing, because when I hear people fart in the restrooms in public places, I'm usually in a stall myself, and I start laughing, and I'm sure that they feel even worse about the fact that they farted, but I can't help it.
And that someone is laughing now. I have to tell you, my dude must love me a whole lot then, because... Even, like, I could be three rooms away from him in our house, and I could still hear, he has the loudest farts, and he just doesn't care. He doesn't hold it in. He just lets them fly.
Right.
Loud. Loud and long.
Oh, long. What's he eating?
Oh, long. I don't know. Very healthy bowels, apparently. Although, I feel like I have to go and have something looked at. I feel like... Tell me if you think I should go to the gastroenterologist or if I should go back to, like, the massage therapist or the acupuncturist. When I was getting acupuncture last year for my neck, the guy, I think I told you about him. He did the whole healing hands thing.
Yeah.
Seems like bunk, but I believe it, but it just feels so weird and cuckoo and, like, crunchy granola when you're having it done to you.
Yeah.
And he was doing, before he did any acupuncture, he was doing a whole body assessment. And he said, do you have stomach issues? I said, no. I don't have any stomach issues. You don't have any stomach issues? No. He said, there's a little valve. I'm sensing a little valve. Nothing, not a big deal, but he said everything seems to be fine. But there's a little valve, like something's going on with this valve right here. Okay. Whatever. So fast forward like 6 months. And I'm getting a massage. My dude and I were getting a massage. And this woman was going to town. It's a place that does kind of a combination of deep tissue and Thai.
Yeah.
She was hilarious, but she was just beating the shit out of me. And it was in a good way, but she was digging into my feet. I was like, right when I was about to go, because for some reason I always feel bad telling them to, like, tone it down a notch because that hurts. Because I feel like it's a good kind of pain, so I'm trying to, like, breathe through it. I just was about to say, okay, you have to stop doing that because she was digging into, like, the bottom of my foot, like, the where the arch
yeah.
is, just digging in. And she said the same thing. Do you have stomach issues? No. Nothing. You don't have any stomach issues? No. Are you on your period right now? No. Huh. Because this is, she said, this is like, I'm working this up. Oh, my God, Mo. Mo's,
I know. He's
Mo's
been
feeling
really
me.
Needy. I don't know if he's going to die soon because he's just been so needy.
Maybe he's going to die soon. Anyway, finish your story. So
I... Well, fucking get up here already.
You're so loving. You're so loving.
Get up here. He bit me the other day. I was petting him, and thankfully I had a shirt on. All of a sudden, he clamped down on my forearm. What do you want? Come on.
He's such a dick. So she's digging into the ball of my foot, digging telling me about how it's like a direct relation to your stomach.
Yeah.
And just when I'm about to say, okay, but you have to stop that, she kind of worked it out. And I was like, oh, okay. And she said, yeah, it's relation to your stomach. I swear to God, after that, all of a sudden, I started having stomach issues. Like for the next week or so, 2 weeks, after I would eat, I would get a little uncomfortable. What is he doing? He's all tangled in your headset. Her cat is all over her. Now he's up on the chair, and he got himself all tangled in her cord.
So
see, now he's happy. Now he's going to be quiet because he's a dick and he likes disrupting things. And now he's all disrupting everything and now he's going to be quiet.
He crawled on my lap, just so you guys can get visual. He crawled on my lap and you know that your headphones have the separate left and separate right for the ears. So I'm sitting here listening to the story about Keek's foot and her stomach being upset. And he crawls between, his paw goes in between the left and right ear thing. So it's pulling me down towards his asshole.
See?
Because he's there, because
he's being a dick, and he wants to be like, smell my ass, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then
listen. So all of a sudden, I started having kind of stomach issues, where after I would eat, I would feel, you know, a little, my stomach would just be a little sour. And then I realized in the last year, and I thought it was just age, but I realized in the last year, and maybe this is what the acupuncturist was picking up on, I've been super burpy. Like, I can deep guttural loud burps.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if that's the stomach issue that they were both talking about. Because two separate people in two separate fields, both are telling me I have stomach issues. And I had no stomach issues, nothing. But I realized that I've been super burpy. And now, every now and then, I have a little sourness down there after I eat ever since the massage therapist dug into my foot. So here are my choices. I can either go back to the acupuncturist, which is my last choice because everything takes so long. Acupuncture takes so long to fix shit. I can go back to the massage therapist and say, what did you do? Massage that out, do whatever, and fix that. Or I can go to like a gastroenterologist and say, it's not major, but something. I feel like now something
they're
is going on.
They're just
going
to tell you, okay, so if you want to do the holistic thing,
yeah,
then you're going to either go to the acupuncturist or the massage therapist, the gastro is going to say, well, we can do an endoscopy. We can do an endoscopy and where they stick a tube down your throat and see if you have acid reflux. Then he's probably just going to say, just take Pepsi, you'll be fine. There's not going to be any resolution. Gastroenterologist.
Okay. I know you of all people know the gastroenterologist, right?
Yeah, they're not going to give you any solutions to fix it. They'll give you solutions to deal with the symptoms. So they'll just give you something to, because what you don't want is you want to be careful that you're not belching so much that the acid's coming up and burning your, you know, esophageal lining. Because then that's a great way to get cancer. But if that's usually more for acid reflux, not so much for burping.
I was just going to say, I don't have acid reflux. There's no burning. There's no heartburn. There's nothing like that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Look, most so happy
I
now.
I think he's going to die.
He's dying. He's dying.
He's never been this loving. I think this is like the last 6 months he's been, you know, because he's not cleaning himself as well. He's chewed off all his hair.
The light is calling for him.
You know the Velveteen Rabbit story?
The light is calling him.
Yeah, the Velveteen Rabbit where like you've hugged the fur off. That's what this cat looks like. And then he's a dick on top of it. So
I was just going to say, like, What did you do? Did you shave him? Because he's got this kind of bald tail with a little tuft on the end, like a lion. What the hell's going on there?
Like the Carly Lion. Yeah, and you should see his legs are. No, he pulls his hair out. He just looks at you and rips his hair out. And he's got hair hanging. And then all of a sudden it'll be like there's a dead rabbit in your house because there's just mounds and mounds of hair. He's crazy. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I would do. But
oh, you think I should go back to the acupuncturist? He was the first one who picked it up.
Yeah, yeah, I would. I would definitely do that. But we digress from my story.
Anyway, yeah, so farting in front of your partner. I don't know that I fart. I don't know that I fart like let him fly fart in front of my partner. But yeah, now when I get into bed, if you have those like, and I know this is an age thing, I think, because there's certain positions that I lie in when I lie on my back now.
Yeah.
It's an age thing. Think your body changes. There's a certain position when I lie on my back now that I think like pushes the air down because whenever I lie on my back with my knees up, I fart.
What? Yeah. Whenever you lie on your back?
When I lie on my back, if I'm watching TV and my head's kind of, up on the pillows and I'm lying on my back and I have my knees up, like my feet under my knees, it makes me fart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I know, but that's more like the squatty potty because that's the natural position that you should be in when you poop is your knees
maybe
are up.
But I will still try to kind of clamp down to hide the sound because, I don't know, because I'm a girl and I just don't like that sound of farting in front of people, even if it's my dude. However, if it's silent and I gotta let it out, I just kind of let it out silently and hope that it doesn't stink real bad. But if it stinks, I'll be like, yeah, my bad,
if
sorry.
If it stinks, what's the difference? See, I'm kind of like, let your freak flag fly because that fucker's going to smell typically.
Because I don't want the sound. I don't want the sound. But if it ends up smelling,
comedy.
The smell is worse, though. If it ends up smelling, I'll be like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. You might want to. It's coming your direction. Didn't mean to.
Okay,
it's
so then I will say this, though, because this has happened to me when I used to actually have men in my life.
Yeah.
That first couple nights that you're staying with somebody and you wake up in the morning and you're so gassy, like, I literally, like, my ass cheeks could not have been any tighter together. I would never fart in that situation. I've got to be with someone before I fart with them, but I will fart in front of them.
No, that's it. You still try to pretend to be sleeping. You still kind of fix your hair and fix yourself and, like, pretend to be, you know, sleeping in a pretty way then.
Yeah. So it really goes on to say that the reason that if you fart in front of your partner, why it can openly fart, not you. So you're not openly farting.
No.
Your relationship could be headed for some serious trouble because you're not openly farting.
We can be headed for some serious trouble.
Oh, my God, that would be horrible. Like, God forbid. But someday you're like, things aren't going well. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we talked about this.
I warned you. So wait, what does it say then? Why do you have to openly fart?
Well, because relationships are based on complete trust and sincerity. And
what does farting have to do with trust?
Because it's who you are.
No, it's good manners.
She tells in this book, she says in her book that the first time she farted in front of her husband, it changed their relationship forever. I bet it did. I bet it changed their relationship forever. Her husband realized at that very moment that he was going to be with her for life, and this is the most true.
Or he realized she was a disgusting pig and wanted out.
If the woman farts in front of her partner. Yeah. Women are seen as delicate and fragile, and the nature of farting in the presence of their partner makes them more attractive by creating empathy between the two. So he feels bad for you. Because you're this beautiful, delicate
thing. Yeah, that's what I want.
Fart in front of him. He goes,
I want to trap my guy forever because he feels bad for me because I fart.
You
do
fart.
Well,
and they go on to say, as far as farting with a wider audience goes, it's better to hold it in. And for your partner, it shouldn't be an issue. Farting is as natural a function as laughing, crying, or eating. So it's best that you get on farting in front of your partner. Now, I'm reading this article, and the first two-thirds of the article were really well, you know, like, written without typos. The last three sentences I read, there were so many misspellings and punctuation errors that
they completely lose credibility.
Exactly. Well, then, because this is a tie-in here. 12 facts about farting you probably didn't know. How about this? How about this? Here we go. Burping, hiccups, and farting are bodily functions which make people laugh, get embarrassed, and even annoyed. The crown jewel on these is farting. Okay? But how much do you know about farts besides the fact that they sound and smell funny? They don't smell funny. They smell awful. They sound funny. They smell awful. I'm going on record. And some smell hideous. smell like the rotting head of a jackal's carcass coming out of my ass. That could be, but that really depends on what you're eating, folks. So let's keep that in mind. These are some things that you should know about them. Men fart more than women. The original meaning of fart is forth as wind from the anus.
Okay.
The word was coined in 1962. What did they call them before? Passing wind? What did they call them? What did they
passing
call
them? Gas.
Fart before 1962. An average person farts around 14 times a day.
Fuck yeah. I am.
Those 14
sure.
farts a day are enough to fill up a balloon. This is not something to be embarrassed
about. Well, they say our ozone is fucked because of all the cow farts.
Yeah, the methane. This is not something to be embarrassed about, as it means that you are healthy. A healthy digestive tract produces farts. If you're not farting at all, go to the doctor. Farts are made up of hydrogen sulfide that reduces mitochondrial damage. Smelling farts can be healthy. Thus, next time you fart, take a nice deep breath and thank the person. What?
No! All right, forget it.
Here we go.
I'm
We're almost done. Here we
no,
go.
Done.
Yes! No, there's only like three more. Relax. Four more. Female farts tend to be stinkier as females have higher concentrations of hydrogen sulfide. Female farts are healthier to smell. Farts go as fast as 10 feet a second. Did you know that? If you have a very tight sphincter, you will produce louder farts as they have smaller, tighter areas to squeeze out from. Gum and soda make you fart more. Thus, if you know somebody who farts a lot and they drink a lot of soda and chewing gum, hide it from them. Most of the farting happens at night when we sleep. And
my dude does say, he laughs at me because he does say I fart in my sleep.
Sure. Well, you fart more than, I mean, there you go. Termites are animals which produce the most farts. Camels, zebras, sheep, cows, elephants, and dogs, especially labs and retrievers, follow next. So there you go, folks. We've got a little story about farting. We've got a little story about more information about farts. I mean, this is how it works here at the Gherkin Keek Show, Double Bubble, which can make you gassy if you drink Double Bubble.
I don't care. All of that was for naught. I'm not going to smell anybody's farts. I'm not going to run over and smell them because it's good for you.
And then say and thank them.
And then say thank you. No.
So go forth this, because we're going to get this episode up, right? Let's get this up before Friday.
Okay.
We're behind a week.
Okay.
So go forth for you St. Patrick's Day folks. Have a really good time. As always, we love spending our hour with you. Go
yes,
forth and
do.
Be gassy, my friends.
Go forth and fart.
Love you guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown, all around, take me on a Jenny ride. Somebody shake me where I've never been before. Good time. One, two, three, four, kiss me down to the floor.